Through the years, lots of battles with the Giants. Do you have a favorite memory that stands out in mind?
Favorite memory. My first year when I was, I didn't play in the game, but I was there. When DJ, baby, it's like people counted us out. I heard people in the stands go, oh man, we, oh yeah, this is 1-1, this 1-1. I remember being mad, like, man, come on, y'all, come on, let's go. Next thing you know, Selig and them just started taking off. Selig scored, then Macklin scored, tied up. I'm like, oh man, no, they ain't gonna kick it to him. I'm like, they better not kick it to him. And sure enough, they kicked it to him. Made a mistake, man, and I mean, the rest is history on that. But I think that was one of my favorite Giant moments that I was a part of, as far as, you know. And then obviously my second one was when we beat them 27-7. I had a sack that game, and I only sacked Eli one time. So, you know, hopefully
just
I can
once?
Get that number up. Yeah, out of 8 years, so many pressures, but no sacks, but one. So I got to make sure that I get them.
Do you ever think back to when you became a free agent a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
How that was the one team that you were in talks with that you almost could have been a Giant?
Well, you know, I knew I wasn't going there. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do that. You know, I think for me, I was just waiting on the Eagles to just throw their offer out, see if it was something, you know, I was comfortable with for my family. I just wanted to make sure I was secure. And I knew, you know, I wanted to try to be here as long as I can.
Did you ever think about just how things have changed even since then?
Yeah, man, it's a lot different, man. It's a lot of different faces in here. Never thought, you know, it's like, dang, my boy T. Cole been gone for a couple years now. It's like, dang, you know, just thinking about some of the people we'd had, McCoy, Macklin, I mean, D-Jack. Then you got, man, I was here with, Sean Andrews. When I think about just King Dunlap, all them boys that used to be here, it's like, man, it moves so fast. And so I'm just trying to enjoy it now, man. I think, me, Selig, JP, there's a couple people that's been here since my whole draft class is gone. It was me and Riley Cooper at one point, and now it's just me.
It's amazing how you think about the roles of back then. You know, you were the backup, you're a young guy looking up to all these guys you mentioned, but you're now the guy.
Yeah.
How did that transformation take place? Is that something that just took time for you, or is that something that just, you know, you kind of just waited till your moment came to shine and you took advantage?
It's just that moment came, man, and I'm just happy that I was aware of it. You know, I didn't let it go past. You know, I just started getting people coming up to me, you know, a guy that, you know, didn't know that I was looking up to him too, on how he worked, was Benny Logan. Benny Logan just, you know, sent me a text the other day just saying, like, man, you know, I really respect you. You know, I respect what you do on and off the field. You know, you motivate me. And, you know, sure enough, I told him, like, dang, man, you know, I'm looking at you, too, the way you work. You know, I mean, I enjoy our friendship. You know, it's not just on the field. It's off the field, too. It's authentic. And I think, you know, when people start coming up to me, telling me, you know, how they look up to me, it just made me want to go even harder.
Was there a turning point for you, a moment when the light sort of came on and that everything just came together for you finally?
You know, that moment, my third year when – Coach Reed, the last five games when I had five sacks in them five games, I think it gave me a boost, you know, as far as, man, I can play in this league. I just need to, you know, stay in the right system, and, you know, or not even really the right system. Cause
I was going to say, you bounced around a couple different systems.
I played a couple different ones. You know, it's just all about learning a technique and doing something and controlling what you can. That's your effort. And I think my effort now, you know, I make sure I try to keep it going, because I always try to, you know, what we talk about is bring people to my party. You know, I don't want to be the only one doing it. I want to bring people to my party so that we all can have fun out there.
What's it like playing with Fletcher Cox?
You know, you got a guy that can take up two or three guys, and, you know, that helps. He's a big help on that line, and, you know, he's tough, and, you know, somebody that I respect as far as, you know, how he worked, you know, and just as a person, you know, he is. I think, you know, it's just good to be lined up next to him, and, you know, like I say, I try to take advantage of all my opportunities, and right now I got the opportunity to, you know, play with him on my side, and, you know, I try to make sure that I do my part to try to cause trouble just as much as him, so that, you know, we can be trouble.